What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, yeah, gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another soul has been given to the termination train. Oh, yeah. Like we always say here, gentlemen, this series is a well that will never run dry. And this is a train that will never fall short of passengers, aka souls, to be transported to the underworld for the deeds that they commit toward the men in their lives. Like the woman in this article that was published on the 31st of July. Husband offlines his wife at a Jackson apartment complex, taken into custody after a standoff. Oh yeah, gentlemen, this man meant complete and total business. Yep, he made sure he was gonna punch his wife's ticket. Now let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A woman is deleted after a domestic situation turned into a deadly standoff Thursday at a Jackson apartment complex. Jackson police were called to the Westwood apartments at around noon after receiving calls of an active shooter. The suspect has been identified as Ron Christopher Allen. The 52-year-old allegedly shot his estranged wife, 24-year-old Malia Bess, 7 times after discovering she had a boyfriend, according to sources. Gentlemen, what does this clearly point to? That's right, Leviticus 20:10. This man found out his wife had another man and decided, you know what? I'm going to put her 6 feet deep. And of course, we're not going to skip over the age gap. And I'm going to talk about that in detail later. Officers arrived at the Robinson Street apartments and found the alleged shooter with blood on his shirt. That's when the suspect barricaded himself in the complex's leasing office and fired additional shots. Jackson Police Chief Joseph Wade says the woman was likely already deleted before the man barricaded himself in the building. However, officers were unable to determine her condition while the scene was still active. Quote unquote, this was his wife. My understanding is she worked here at this location, and he came to this location and took her life, he said. I really wish we could have done more to prevent this, but we have people who don't know how to deal with emotions, who don't know how to deal with someone wanting to move on with their life. No. This woman was not trying to move on with her life. You know what she was trying to do? Execute the dual mating strategy. multiple agencies responded to the scene, including JPD, the Hinds County Sheriff's Department, the Clinton Police Department, and the Byram Police Department, and Capitol Police. Wow, that's a lot for one dude. Hostage negotiation teams from the various agencies were also on the scene. The standoff itself only lasted a short time, with officers ultimately getting the suspect to surrender. Good on him for saying, you know what? Yeah, let's not drag this out. I'll go ahead and take my three hots in a cot. He has since been taken to Jackson Police Department headquarters for questioning. Wade, meanwhile, praised the JPD and Hinds County hostage negotiation teams for preventing additional losses of life. Well, in my humble opinion, he wasn't there for anybody else, only her. Or he might have decided, you know what, I'll just go ahead and, you know, do myself, you know, at my own hands and call it even. But he decided not to. Ultimately, he just said, you know what? Fuck it. I took care of business. I'll go ahead and accept my three hots in a cot retirement plan. Quote unquote, I want to commend the Hinds County Sheriff's Department and their hostage team. I want to commend our JPD hostage team who sat inside that van with me and continuously made contact with him, continuously called to him as he continued to hang up. But he eventually came out, and that's exactly what he did. We showed a lot of restraint and resolve in this situation. We could have barged in, and that would have caused him to possibly open fire. Wade says the victim was likely already deleted when the suspect barricaded himself. There was a lot of bloodshed. I actually went in myself and looked at it, he said. This lady came to work today, never thought she would lose her life at the hands of her husband. Well, obviously, her husband never thought that he would end up finding out that his still married wife is actually getting dicked down by another man. The couple had been married less than a year. Sources tell Three on Your Side. The victim was from Chicago and was a recent graduate of Jackson State University. Officers were not sure whether the shots fired after he went into the leasing office were at law enforcement or were inside the building. Again, it is still early in the investigation. We've had him in custody for maybe all of 10 minutes. He has to be questioned, but again, everything worked out as it should work, he said. Mobilize, get your command post out here, evacuate the area, get your hostage team out. They negotiate. They maintain contact with him for the duration of this. Even when he didn't want to talk, they kept talking to him. We had our SWAT teams out here. We had our drones up, he continued. This shows ultimate collaboration. We all worked collectively to make sure nobody else lost their life. The complex is managed by Lynn Management Group. We reached out to Lynn for comment and are awaiting for them to contact us back. Well, well, well. Like I said, this man truly decided to enact Leviticus 20:10 when he found out that his wife was being unfaithful. Now, let's all go ahead and focus on the age gap. We all know what this was. Maybe this man didn't because of his age, because maybe he hadn't been on social media a lot, but we all here know exactly what this was. Like I stated before, the dual mating strategy. She found an old simp, decided, you know what? I'm going to throw that thing on him, get him to marry me. I'm going to have him as my security, my financial security. However, I'm going to have a young dude on the side to give me, you know, that pleasure, as Messi Michonne would say, all that pleasure. However, she did not count on him finding out. Yeah, more than likely, she was still having him pay for her to keep her up. However, she was sharing, more than likely, his resources with a younger man. And that, more than likely, is what truly set him off. That right there, gentlemen, is the disrespect that 52-year-old man said, oh no, I'm not going to accept. Okay, you want to play this game? All right, fine. I'm going to play for keeps. And that's exactly what he did. What more do I need to say about this, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a leasing office where she worked. Public, got to give that a 5. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol, going to give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact. Man, I got to up this because there was a full-blown police standoff with SWAT teams. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give him a 90 on that one. And for the brutality factor, he shot her 7 damn times. He wanted to make sure that she was going into that damn dirt nap. Yeah, he wanted to make sure she was going into the abyss. And he made sure that he punched her ticket to the termination train. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 20. So Ron, the ruthless Allen, gets a score of 120. Ladies, as much as we like to say this, you think your deception is not going to be found out? We live in an era where information is all over the place. There are cameras everywhere. There are programs that can be installed onto phones. Your secrecy is not all that secret. Hell, once again, ask that CEO and that HR manager that got busted at that Coldplay concert. There are always a camera around somewhere. Yeah. Guys are not as dumb as you think we are. The old days of, you know what, I can do things and not get caught because no one's going to find out. Those days are over, ladies. They are over. And yeah, people always want to say that the man is wrong for his actions. No, the man is simply reacting to a situation that she began. She's the one that started laying down with another man. She's the one that decided to break her marital vows. And yet, once again, we live in a society that tells men, no matter what a woman does to you, you are still supposed to restrain yourself. He said, hell no. And guess what? More men are saying hell no. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And once again, ladies, you need to understand this, and you need to understand this crystally clear. The power you think that deception is going to give you, the secrecy that you used to enjoy back in the day before the internet and information age, all of that nonsense has gone out. Feminism, once again, and the belief that the Duluth model is going to keep your husband from doing something to you when he finds out that you've been unfaithful to him, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, I have to continue to say this. When a man no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, he will act. Once again, up to and including lethal action, as this woman found out, and as many more women who cheat on their husbands or boyfriends will also find out. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.